Take the punch, let it out. Feel your face hit the ground. Hear the crowd calling out. Lay your face on the ground. This heavy weight is bringing me down. This heavy weight is bringing me down.
That was Heavyweight from the album Tragic Nostalgia, released last summer by Jared Adams. Jared is an alternative folk musician from Winnipeg who describes his sound as heavy folk. His music features gentle guitars leading into distorted choruses filled with reverb. I spoke with Jared Adams over Skype. Jared, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's go all the way back to your earliest musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Not necessarily like an overly musical family. My dad did play guitar just sort of for fun. And my parents did, they tried to get me to take piano lessons when I was younger, but I really didn't like it. So I kind of dropped out of that. But then when I discovered the guitar, that's kind of when I started getting more into music and realizing that I actually enjoyed playing music.
Do you have a favorite or especially beloved guitar?
So a couple of years ago, the guitar I've always wanted was a guitar called Fender Starcaster, and it's like a big hollow body electric guitar, but with like a Stratocaster style neck and headstock. And I'd always wanted those, and they're like from the 70s, and they're really hard to come by and super expensive. But then a couple of years ago, I was at a music store in Winnipeg, and they happened to have one of the reissue ones, and it was only about $1,200. And I was like, okay, I know it's like kind of my price range right now, but I need to buy this guitar. So I ended up selling another guitar I had, and I was able to buy that one. So now I've finally gotten like the guitar I've always wanted, and being with the reissue ones is actually a little bit nicer, I think, than the original ones, because you were built better. So yeah, that's kind of my favorite guitar that I have.
Do you remember what the very first album or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
So the first album I actually bought, and it's kind of like one that I was sort of ashamed of for years, was Lastmore's had Jagged Little Pill. But then I realized a lot later that it's actually an amazing album.
It really is.
Some great people playing on it.
I get that answer a lot, actually. That's a lot of people's first album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's funny. Huh. How do you usually approach your songwriting? Do you tend to start out with a beat or a melodic element, or an idea for lyrics?
It usually comes from a couple different things. Oftentimes, it'll be sort of like an interesting chord progression or a guitar riff or something musical like that. But sometimes I'll have like a lyric idea or like an idea for a lyrical hook, and I'll try to figure out how to turn that into a chorus or use that as the opening line for a song, and then try to figure out like a chord progression to put behind that, and then maybe some other little riffs that go with it. But generally, it's sort of like either based on like a guitar riff or a lyrical motif of some sort. Not really much for like just making beats or anything like that.
Have you ever had a song come to you so easily and quickly that it almost felt like a gift?
Often, actually, yeah. That's kind of, I'm really bad at like coming back to things. If I don't really finish a song in one sitting, I often don't come back to it unless it's like a really good idea. So often a song will come to me really quickly and I'll be able to like get it out. And other times it's a bit more work, but I try to get songs written as fast as I can, so I don't have to like, I feel like sit on it. Sometimes you kind of lose the magic that's there when you initially have the idea of the riff or whatever. You kind of lose it. You come back and it's like, oh, this doesn't seem as good as it did in the moment. So I often try to finish them like when I first come up with the idea. But there have definitely been a few songs that have like, there's one I wrote recently where I just like sat down and like in about 20 minutes wrote the entire song and lyrics and everything. I think some of the lyrics I'll have to go back and revise, but yeah, it just kind of came to me, and it's actually one of my favorite songs currently that I've written recently.
Your debut solo album, Tragic Nostalgia, was released in the summer. Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
Yeah, so it's kind of based on the concept of growing up but not wanting to grow up, I guess. Hence the name Tragic Nostalgia. It's sort of you're nostalgic for your past in a sort of sad way, not a happy way, I guess. And how that actually came about is me and the bass player and cover numbers, Alex, who I mentioned earlier, we were sitting at a bar one day waiting for a band to start playing. And I don't know what we were talking about. We sort of got to the topic of talking about me for some reason. And Alex was like, you know, Jared, you have a real tragic nostalgia about you. And I was just like, wait, stop. That's it. That's going to be the name of my first solo record. And I sat on the name for like 4 years and like writing songs every now and then. And then just last spring, I guess, so spring 2019, I just decided, you know what, I have all these songs. I just got to sit down and demo them. So I sat down in the spring and like demoed them over the course of a few months. And then in the fall, went into the studio and recorded the album.
You have a great official video on YouTube for the lead single from the record, Wild at Heart. Tell me about that song and the video.
So that song's kind of about being young and traveling and just being sort of wild at heart, to kind of do whatever you want with no responsibilities, and you know, when you're still living with your parents, you know, bills to pay and all that. So it kind of specifically for me focused around 2008, I guess, was the year that I sort of went to a whole bunch of music festivals and traveled a lot, and that song's kind of about that summer and sort of just traveling with friends and seeing a lot of live music and whatnot. And then the video was kind of just sort of we just shot a bunch of footage while we were recording in the studio, so we made a video of some of the footage because I think I had a plan for another video at the time, but that sort of fell apart. And I was like, I need a video quickly. And we had all this footage. We're like, hey, why don't we just make a video of this? And it worked out pretty well. And I thought it looked pretty good. So.